thought I could outrun my reflection, head in a new direction, overcome my affection for you. And I thought I could leave you behind, but you were always on my mind. I cannot seem to forget you. Well, all this time, your love has been the hardest thing to find. I don't know what to say to you. I never knew what to say to you at the time that would make you mine. So let's talk about all the shit we put each other through, walking over broken glass with you, with holes in the bottoms of our shoes. Let's talk about your silence, how you used it as a weapon. I had considered it, but you're the one that delivered it. No, all this time, your love has been the hardest thing to find. I don't know what to say to you. I never knew what to say to you at the time. Shampoos got me hanging in the middle. I just wanna feel your love like something real, like something that you really mean, like I mean as much to you as you mean to me. Well, all this time, your love has been the hardest thing to find. I don't know what to say to you.
That song was called All This Time, and it welcomes you, and I welcome you, to Trio Season 6, Suite Number 6. If you've ever read an interview with a songwriter, or if you've had the opportunity to speak to a very serious songwriter at length or take a workshop, you'll hear a repeated theme, which is that you have to constantly be writing and constantly be revising and playing. It seems sort of counterintuitive because at some point you've written an amount of material and you feel like you should be playing or rehearsing that material, and I get to that point all the time. But in reality, if you keep writing and keep revising and just pushing and pushing, when you do have a new idea, it's much more easy to capture that new idea. And if you kind of, you know, if you were to take a survey of all my trios and hear the songs that I've talked about having more difficulty in writing and songs that came very quickly, the songs that came very quickly did tend to overlap with those times that I was doing the most work. And it's funny because in the last trio, Not Tonight, I talk about how it took me 6 months to write it. I started writing it at a time that I was just ramping up my songwriting a little bit. This past song, All This Time, came in the middle of a summer where I was revising literally almost a dozen of songs all at once. And when the chorus of All This Time came into my head, I literally walked over to the piano, sat down, and played the entire song in one go. You know, wrote the lyrics. All of this happened within 30 minutes, I think. And then I kind of sat down on the floor and revised the lyrics, crossed things out, moved things around. There's definitely some lines that got lost and, you know, cadences that changed. But effectively, the whole song came at once. And it's because I was primed. And so that's the challenge, you know? How do you have to be working on songs to have other songs that work. And if you look at the, like the drag in my songwriting in 2004 and 2005, where I wasn't writing as much, it's because I wasn't writing as much. Isn't that sort of like a paradox? I wasn't writing as much because I wasn't writing as much, but it makes perfect sense. And now that I've been working more and trioing more, actually even newer songs are beaming in because I'm primed for them. So I just find that whole process amusing. It's funny that you can apply any kind of science to songwriting. You think, you know, you spend a lot of years as a songwriter, I think, just thinking that it's like this lightning that strikes you. But there are things you can do to make yourself more of a lightning rod. And apparently I've been slightly more effective at that this year than I have been in previous years. This next one is a cover. And because I live this peculiar little life, this was a pretty big hit on rock radio. I did not hear it that way. I heard it by two separate a cappella groups. That is how I learned the song. Eight to the Bar did it while I was a Drexel student, and around that same time, Off the Beat Pens a cappella group, which is considered by many to be the best a cappella group in the country, also did it. And amusingly, I would say Eight to the Bar's soloist at the time, Injik, blew Off the Beat out of the water. And so I just knew it as this rock and a cappella song. It was a long time before I had ever heard the real version, and even longer before I thought that I could do it by myself, since I saw some pretty fantastic singers take it on. So it is called Time is Running Out. It's originally by Muse from a fantastic album called Sing for Absolution. And I'll say a few more things about it after you take a listen.
Something beautiful, a contradiction. I wanna play that game. I want the friction, and you will be the death of me, and you will be the death of me. We'll bury it, won't let you bury it. You'll never dream of breaking this fixation, and you will squeeze the life out of me. We'll bury it. I won't let you bury it. I won't let you smother it. I won't let you murder it. And our time is running out. Can't push this underground.
heard that song performed by two very talented singers clearly before I ever even heard the original version, so I didn't think I was going to be capable of doing it, partly because it just seems so damn high. And it is a high song. It's high in chest for a baritone and also has that incredibly high falsetto part. The falsetto actually tops me out at my highest singable note, which is a soprano E. Every so often I can get a little higher than that, but that's really my most reliable high note. And as you can hear in the two different versions of the falsetto note, my only two options that high in my range are to just like sit on it and push more air to try to get through it, which is why the first one actually, if you listen closely, will get a little bit sharp. And or to come down, because I can't sustain that high, and so the second one comes down, you know, to another note. Yeah, that guy from Muse is incredible, I have to say. At first I kind of thought they were just this like Radiohead imitation, but they do some very unique things, and he's, in my opinion, a way better vocalist than Tom York. I know I could really get in like a flame war about that, but that's just me. I've got one more song for you. It's not as rock as those two, but it's still in the time element because of the question it's asking, and its title, Will It Ever Come? And also because, much like All This Time, it came at this point that I was very primed. I was in the summer of 2000. I wrote a lot of what are still my favorite songs at that time. Lost, Nothing to Say. At the end of that summer, I wrote Punk, songs that I really still play very frequently. And this one was just kind of in the middle. Like, it just got ignored. It was on I think it was at the very beginning of Crushing Crisis that I blogged the lyrics. And the next year when I went into the recording studio, I had already tracked what I really wanted on the album, and we were spending a last day just like playing around. And Bill Hall, my producer, said to me, "Oh, hey, you know, what's this at the back of your folder? Will It Ever Come? So why don't you play this?" And I can honestly say I don't know that I had ever played it before. And I was like, okay. And we did it in one take. And then I went back through and just added some vocals, and that was that. And it's on the album. And it's funny because the end of it, I didn't know what the melody was going to go like. And you can hear me just give up on one of the vocals on the album. I literally am like, I don't even know how I did that. I just made that up. And so tonight, as I was getting ready to do it, I had to like remind myself of what the melody would actually be, or else I would probably just like default to not knowing how to do it. In any event, that's a trio. And I really hope you enjoyed it. This was a fun one to do. It came actually pretty quickly, all the time songs. And I'm certainly going to be back with some more. I actually have quite a schedule of them that I'm hoping to get through to share some of these newer songs like All This Time, and also some of the old favorites like Will It Ever Come. So thanks so much for tuning in. Please stay tuned in. And now I know you've been wondering, will it ever come? Yes, here's Will It Ever Come. Thanks so much. Where is that pretty face you put on for show? I think you're hiding that saving grace for no good reason. For later, baby, and I hate you more if I didn't watch your every move. Now we'll watch you do anything you choose.
Owe me that if you just thought about it.
what you do and everything you choose. Now we'll wait for you to make your move. Will it ever come? Thank you.